back in the 1970s when the theory of Crime Stoppers was evolved. We all know what Crime Stoppers is. It's a tip line that you can call and remain anonymous and give information about crime. Sometimes you get a reward, sometimes you don't. An excellent investigative aid and helpful to police and investigators around the world to get information from people who just don't want to give their name. But has this gone too far, where there's a new bullying law in New Jersey that says that the state law in New Jersey says that lunchline bullies in East Hanover schools can report to the police by their classmates this fall through anonymous tips on the Crime Stoppers hotline if they have been bullied in lunchline. In Elizabeth, children including kindergartners will spend 6 class periods learning about other things, the difference between telling and tattling. At the North Hunterdon High School, students will be told there is no such thing as an innocent bystander when it comes to bullying. If they see it, they have the responsibility to stop it. That's all good. I totally agree with that. But while many parents and educators welcome the effort to curb bullying both on campus and online, some superintendents and school board members across New Jersey say the new law, which takes effect September 1st, reaches too far, and complain they may have to be given no additional resources to meet the mandates. The law is known as the Anti-Bullying Bill of Rights. It's considered the toughest legislation against bullying in the nation. So basically, if someone's being bullied, they have the right to call crime. Anyone has the right to call Crime Stoppers. It's got really nothing to do with bullying law. Whether or not the Crime Stoppers operator takes the tip seriously or anything is another thing. But to curb bullying, kids will now have the opportunity to call Crime Stoppers and turn in the person that's been bullying them. Waste of resources or a serious issue that needs to be tackled, and having Crime Stoppers as the resource will certainly help, or won't it? Is it something that should be used for more serious crimes? And the lunchline bully, so to speak, the schoolyard bully thing, be left to the educator? I don't know. I think educators, law enforcement, governments, parents, teachers, you name it, have to stop passing the buck and start working together to stop bullying, because one thing we can all agree on is that it is a problem. I'm Dana Pretzer. That's today's commentary.